Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines, and the economy is still the focus of both the White House and Congress. And this week, it's the U.S. Senate that will get most of the attention. After last week, the House of Representatives, with no Republican support, approved a massive $819 billion economic stimulus package. By the time the Senate is done tweaking it, the total should be well over $900 billion. President Obama is still trying to find some Republican support for this plan so he can claim bipartisanship on this major initiative. Well, he's found at least one Republican. Unfortunately, that person's not actually in Congress. Republican Vermont Governor Jim Douglas was sitting beside President Obama today, as the president said that he's happy to see governors across the country participating in the creation of this economic stimulus plan.
Many governors from across the country are going to be weighing in these critical next few days, and we hope to be able to get a bill to you in the next couple of weeks so we can put America back to work and start digging ourselves out of this deep hole that we're in.
And Governor Douglas explained why he likes the massive spending plan.
I certainly share some of the concerns that we've heard from Republicans, and I hope that in the end, all those ideas can be brought to the table and some common ground found among everybody at the plate.
In the end, Douglas says government action is necessary to spark the economy, which is clearly struggling and putting states in very difficult positions since they are forced by constitutional law in most states to have a balanced budget. But with revenues strongly in decline, that is becoming a tougher and tougher proposition. For his part, Obama says he wants lawmakers to keep their eyes on the prize, saying small disagreements should not hamper overall passage.
What we can't do is let very modest differences get in the way of the overall package moving forward swiftly.
Well, that all depends upon your definition of modest, according to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who went before reporters today saying that he wants to see some major changes to this legislation before most in his party are ready to get behind it. McConnell says, first of all, he wants action on the nation's housing crisis, since that triggered this crisis in the first place.
We believe, Republicans, that a stimulus bill must fix the main problem first, and that's housing. That's how all of this began. We think you ought to go right at housing first.
McConnell also wants to see additional tax relief as part of the plan.
The second part of a package that will actually do the job, that is timely, temporary, and targeted, would put money back in people's hands directly. And we've suggested focusing on the two lower tax rates.
McConnell is also urging the president and congressional Democrats to move against permanent spending measures that he says don't belong in this legislation.
I don't think it's a great idea to use a bill that's supposed to be timely, temporary, and targeted to actually make entitlement permanent spending worse.
In other economic news, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner may speak early next week on how the Treasury will work to bolster the banks and address the financial crisis going forward. Treasury officials are working with other federal agencies on how to allocate the second half of the government's $700 billion financial bailout fund, commonly known as TARP. Meanwhile, the Obama administration having another headache over a confirmation fight for a nominee who didn't pay their taxes properly. This time it's Health and Human Services nominee Tom Daschle, the former Senate Majority Leader, who recently had to pay north of $130,000 in missed back taxes. Spokesman Robert Gibbs at the White House says that no one's perfect and Tom Daschle is still the best man for the job.
Nobody's perfect. It was a serious mistake, one that he caught and remedied. We think he is still the best person to do health care reform and shepherd that a very complicated process through Congress to achieve savings and cut costs for the American people.
In another confirmation controversy, the Senate is debating the nomination of Eric Holder as the next attorney general. Confirmation vote expected this evening, and his confirmation is expected as well. President Obama says there are real threats to national security, but the quality of America's armed forces has never been better. In a Super Bowl interview with NBC's Matt Lauer, the president also commended the troops as well as Iraqi officials for successful provincial elections over the weekend. He says that's a sign that Iraq can take on more responsibility and more U.S. troops can start heading home. Israel's defense minister Ehud Barak proposing a 30-mile tunnel be built through Israel to link the Palestinian territories of Gaza and the West Bank. Barak also said he would push for a two-state solution to the long-standing Israeli-Palestinian conflict if he's elected Israel's prime minister on February 10th. Other Israeli officials, however, fear an underground tunnel between the two Palestinian regions might be used to smuggle weapons. In other news, the head of Britain's Sustainable Development Commission says couples who have more than two children are being irresponsible by creating an unbearable burden on the environment. Jonathan Porritt says he's unapologetic about asking people to connect up their own responsibility for their total environmental footprint and how they decide to procreate and how many kids they think are appropriate. He also says, quote, the government must improve family planning, even if it means shifting money from curing illnesses to increasing contraception and abortion. As you might have guessed, Porritt has two children. And finally, stocks ending mixed on a day that Macy's announced it's slashing 7,000 positions. The Dow today off 64 points to 7937. The NASDAQ up 18 to 1494. The S&P 500 flat at 825. Oil losing $1.60. Up next on Dateline Washington, successful elections in Iraq. Stay tuned.